And the Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as many Nebraska fans are tuning in across the state of Nebraska and beyond. We're glad you're along with us here, even if you're on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's awesome. We're still waiting for the Board of Regents to convene.
We will now take any public comment from the public. The board will have an opportunity to comment later on any proposed resolution on conference alignment. Following that, it's my understanding one of my colleagues will be requesting a closed session. We will have that, including the members of the board, our legal counsel, Chancellor Perlman, Athletic Director Osborne. We will adjourn from this room to do that upstairs in the president's conference room so that there's minimal disruption to the rest of you and you may remain here. Once we return from that closed session, we'll go back into a full open session. The board will have an opportunity to then to make any comments that they would like, and then we'll move forward. Okay? Is there anyone present in the audience who would like to address the board on a resolution regarding conference affiliation? Seeing none, I would declare that this opportunity for a public comment is then now closed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Regents go into closed session as authorized by Section 84.14.10 of the Revised Statutes of Nebraska for the protection of the public interest and to prevent needless injury to the reputation of persons who have not requested a public hearing. For the purpose of holding a discussion limited to the following: strategy session regarding UNL conference membership and related legal advice.
Second.
Motion and a second. I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Regent Solomon?
Yes.
Regent Summerfield?
Yes.
Regent Crabb?
Yes.
Regent Klutman?
Yes.
Regent Hazebrook?
Yes.
Regent Hawks?
Yes.
Regent McClurg?
Yes.
Regent Ferris?
Yes.
Regent Schroeder?
Yes.
Regent Whitehouse?
Yes.
Regent Clare?
Yes.
Regent Furlick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Please let the minutes of this meeting reflect that this closed session shall be strictly limited to the discussion of only the following subject: a strategy session regarding UNL conference membership and related legal advice. Gentlemen, we're now in closed session. Would you join me upstairs, please?
Well, as all right, well, there you go. It didn't take very long. This could take a while. They've moved this up at the top of the Board of Regents meeting. You were listening to the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting, which will decide what's going on with Big 12 and Big 10.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. Obviously, you know, we thought it was down the docket a little bit. They went immediately to it. How long this will take, it could be a half hour. This deal could be a long time, I would assume, depending on who's got what to say.
That's exactly right, and we have part of our coverage from the Husker Sports Network, part of it here from ESPN Radio on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I guess there's just not much more than what we've talked about on the Doug and Daddy Show today and what we've talked about throughout the week. This is just basically set and wait time, and I'm not sure there's anything more we can add to it right now, Tony.
Yeah, there would be no opposition, really, to this, would there, at this point?
I am surprised that there was no public comment. As many rabid Husker fans as there are, and anybody can come to this meeting, and anybody can make a comment, as can happen with basically any meeting that you would have on a city, county, state level, and no one wanted to comment on this.
You're right on that, or maybe they held those people out. No, they didn't. It's a public forum. You can say whatever you wanted. Anybody could walk in and say that. No one chose to do that, which, yeah, is a little surprising. Must not be... I don't think this meeting is going to last all that long. They all know what's going on. They've all been briefed on this before. Yeah, they're going to get to hear both sides, and I would say it'd be about a page and a half from Coach Osborne, a page and a half from Perlman, and let's go, guys.
Yeah, I guess we will probably not hear their comments. We will probably hear comments from them after this, but not the specific comments to where that they can say exactly what they want. So, the University of Nebraska moving forward, it would appear. Again, why would you do this if you were not moving forward? You don't have a closed session of the Nebraska Board of Regents to say nothing's changing, because you could do that every time.
Todd Heinrichs has just posted, when they come back, they fully expect to hear the comments made from Coach Osborne and Harvey Perlman both when they reconvene after the closed meeting, and then they would expect to answer questions from the regents at that time.
Well, there you have it. Tony, I guess I don't know that there's much more that we can add at this point. They are in closed session. We could sit here and talk for a half hour about the same things that we've talked for time and time again. I think we're going to rejoin ESPN National. And when they come back out of closed session at the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting, then we will rejoin the meeting and we will hear what there is to say. But until then, we'll send it back to ESPN Radio. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll be back with you as they get ready to re-enter the room in Lincoln when they come out of closed session. That's where the Nebraska Board of Regents, they're in closed session right now to discuss possible conference realignment. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good afternoon. Once again, we are awaiting, and it sounds like they're about ready to come out of their closed session at the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting, but Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World-Herald has reported that it is official that Nebraska has accepted an invitation to join the Big Ten Conference. Two sources from conference offices said the Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney contacted Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe this morning to inform Beebe that Delaney had invited Nebraska to join. A source with direct knowledge of the situation said Nebraska accepted. And again, this is according to Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World-Herald. You can go to omaha.com for more information. And we are expecting to rejoin the conference in the Board of Regents. And there will be a press conference later today as well, Tony. So, again, there's nothing exciting here. None of this is new. But it is happening.
Yeah, we thought all day it was happening. You got some formalities to get concluded, but now with the press conference, that's the last sword in the bull in the ring. It's done after that. And then when you hear these other reports that when the Big 12 was announced, that Nebraska officials confirmed this with them this morning, people confirming that now.
Well, some of the boys in Omaha made fun of this. How can Nebraska accept an invitation to the Big Ten without the approval of the Nebraska Board of Regents? I ask you that.
Well, then the regents were contacted earlier. I think
somebody's lying.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how can Nebraska accept an invitation to the Big Ten without the approval of the Board of Regents? This could not have went down the way they're telling us this morning. And I'm kind of taking a little bit of what I've heard from some of the boys in Omaha earlier in the week when they were poo-pooing ESPN and some of the national networks, saying, you know, yesterday or 2 days ago during that informal conference call, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, you start to wonder when were people starting to be contacted. That's what when all the smoke clears, when did you first know about it, Ken Schroeder? When was it your understanding?
Any of them.
Ken Schroeder happens to be right here in Kearney. Any of them, when you're on the executive board, especially, because you would have been notified probably ahead of the other ones, I'm guessing, and you go from there.
So, again, we are waiting the Nebraska Board of Regents to return from their closed session, which we understand has finished up, but they're in a different room, so they have to get back into the real meeting room, the original meeting room. Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World-Herald, in the last couple of minutes here, is reporting on Omaha.com and the Omaha World-Herald website that it is now official that the Big Ten has invited the Big 12 for the Huskers, has accepted Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, contacting Dan Beebe, the commissioner of the Big 12, saying, now you have 10 schools and we have 12.
How uncomfortable did that conversation have to be when it's very, very well documented that Beebe sat here the whole time believing this guy, trusting this guy? The relationship has to be awkward at best at this point.
Do you think...
And maybe with Delaney's persona, maybe he doesn't give a damn.
Well, do you think there's still an alliance there at all? Will Dan Beebe, once this all blows up, have a job with the Big Ten Conference or the Pac-10 Conference?
I would say no, unless it's to be an intern and learn how to do things.
You have to realize as well the big picture of this. There are a lot of people we deal with on an almost daily basis that are with the Big 12 Conference here on ESPN Radio with the Doug and Daddy Show, with all that there is to do with not just Nebraska, but when there's championships, they're all going to be out of jobs. There's going to be a Big 12 office that is going to be shut down. There are going to be a lot of people that are losing jobs over this, and there'll probably be some more people. Maybe they can move on and pick up jobs. I suppose there'll be some jobs created by more teams and more things to cover in the Big Ten Conference. But right now, that's not Nebraska's problem. There's still 10 teams left. The Big 12 could be saved if Texas wants to save it.
Doug, you're going to look with the press conference right now. I've got to think that about 3 minutes ago, to this point, DeLoss Dodds is on the phone saying to the Pac-10 commissioner, Larry Scott, saying, when do we do it? When do you want to do it? It's 4:45. It's official today with Nebraska's press conference. When do you want us to do it? They pull the trigger. The other five are gone. Then you're down to five teams in the Big 12.
Well, here's another story that's just come down. University of Texas Regents will meet next week to decide whether the Longhorns will remain in the Big 12 or switch to another conference. The Regents announced today they will hold a meeting by telephone Tuesday for, quote, discussion and appropriate action regarding athletic conference membership, end quote. I've never heard conference realignment so many times in my life. The future of the Big 12 in jeopardy. Colorado's left. Nebraska's leaving. Pac-10 is interested in some of these schools. So there you go. Officially, Texas had meetings with Texas A&M yesterday. All kinds of things came out of that. From one, that they have both petitioned the Big Ten to join their conference, that A&M is looking at the SEC. Texas still has an invite from the Pac-10, it sounds like. But now Texas will once again, the Regents, will get together on Tuesday to make their move. And I wonder if that is exactly what it is, a move. Daddy, what would happen? What would happen? And again, there's only a couple of sources out there that have any kind of thought on Texas and Texas A&M trying to petition the Big Ten to get in. What would happen if Nebraska is now in, this is over, and then the Big Ten welcomes in Texas and Texas A&M, defeating the entire purpose, it would seem, of Nebraska leaving the Big 12 Conference?
I've got to think that Tom Osborne has already thought of that one ahead of time and nixed that deal with Delaney. I've got to think there were two things said. Texas ain't coming, and Pittsburgh sure as hell ain't coming. That was 1 and 1A. Because I don't want to see Steve Peterson. I don't want to be in the same room as Steve Peterson. That's one. 1A is, I don't want to be in the same room as DeLoss Dodds, and I don't want to be in the same room as DeLoss Dodds. That was 1A. That had to be what you think thinking going in.
Again, a big day in state of Nebraska history, because we're not just talking sports, as we've tried to point out numerous times. We are talking about the entire institution of the University of Nebraska and all that goes with it now being a member of the Big Ten Conference. Omaha World Herald reporting in the last 15 minutes, Lee Barfneck saying and breaking the story that he has confirmation that Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney called Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe and said that Nebraska has been extended and accepted an invitation to join the Big Ten Conference. Right now, we are here on ESPN Radio waiting the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting to come out of closed session, where we expect to hear possibly an official announcement. The folks along the network are saying that they will break the Board of Regents meeting and have a impromptu press conference. And once all that gets cleared out, they'll get back to their regular Board of Regents meeting and take care of any other business that they may have.
Doug, I think the good news right now, if you're Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, people are still talking about you. You're still relevant one way or another to somebody out there. If you're Iowa State, Missouri, Kansas, Kansas State, Baylor, that's where the trouble comes when nobody wants you.
Well, and also today, Boise State has been offered an invitation to join the Missouri or the Mountain West Conference. So Boise State looks like they're headed to the Mountain West. A lot of people thought maybe the Mountain West would be where these schools that are left out, the Kansas schools specifically, may join, or maybe their only option. Maybe their only option. There's a report as well saying that maybe the Big East Conference would be a spot. And if that happens, the Big East would then have 20 schools playing basketball, 12 playing football, 20 playing basketball. Because remember, like your Georgetowns and such aren't Division 1A football programs.
I think the field is 64. 18 out of the 20 qualify. No, I'm just saying, as good as the Big East has been the last couple of years, there's so many, you know, they want so many teams to get in there. What? See, you start talking about these other, you know, does the Mountain West want to all of a sudden jump up and grab those other teams? I don't know how much, I don't know how much there is to that. I don't know if that's, is the Mountain West that good of a conference? So they've had some pretty, you know, they've had some pretty fair teams. You get Boise in there with TCU, with Utah. You know, there's three pretty quality football. I mean, and I'm not saying over time. I'm not going back over 30 years. But over the last 10 years, they've had some pretty darn good football teams. And where the football seems to be where the money's generated, that's what you're talking right now.
Well, obviously, the institutions that are currently in the Big 12 would see that as a step backwards. And that's all there is to it. Whether it is for every sport, you can't say that. But they would see it overall as a step backwards. We are, again, waiting the Board of Regents to reconvene in Lincoln. So let's take a break here, Merritt. Doug and Daddy with you here on ESPN Radio, and we'll be back with more right after this.
America Market Information.
Gray markets closed higher, livestock markets mostly lower. I'm Joel Navarro at the Mid-America Ag Network with your market update. For the details on this Friday, we check in with Brett at Schwederman in Garden City. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon. We ended up with some pressure in the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. The June live cattle finished up 57 lower at 89.50, August down 50 at 87.27. In the feeder cattle, August down 15 at 110.07, October down 17 at 109.97. In the hog market, we had the June lean hogs up 50 at 77.77 and August up 30 at 80.35. In the grain markets, we had new contract lows in the July Kansas City wheat early, but then a pretty strong bounce back. July Kansas City wheat on the last tick up 4.5 at 4.67. December up 5.5 at 4.97 3/4. In Chicago, the July wheat up 7 at 4.40 1/4. December up 5 at 4.84 3/4. In the corn market, July up 5.5 at 3.48 3/4. December up 5.5 at 3.70. July soybeans up 10 at 9.45. November up 15 1/4 at 9.10. The July cotton 80 points lower at 81.71. June gold up 8.80 at 12.29.60. September crude oil down $1.41 at 76.19. The Dow Jones currently 56 points lower at 10,116, and the dollar index is up 39 at 87.55. And for information on these and the other markets, please call us at Schwederman Incorporated, 1-800-272-9131.
All right, Brett, thank you much. Closing markets brought to you by Zetlo Distributing, distributor for most cattle squeeze chutes and calf tables. Call toll-free 800-364-1605. This is the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, farmers, what class are you in? When it comes to disc harrows, that is, whether you need a light Class 1 disc for final seed bed preparation or the popular all-purpose Class 2 disc like the Kraus 8200 or their newest heavyweight 8300 for deep disking, friends, Kraus has the fullest line of tandem disc harrows and sizes that'll meet your farming needs. All you need to do is talk to your Kraus dealer or go to your computer, krausco.com. Find out how to best match the disc harrow to your needs. You'll be glad you did.
Special report, late breaking news. The Dow below 9,800 could cause serious problems around the globe. Mark Schultz, chief market analyst of North Star Commodities, explains in this special report and how this could affect your farming operation. Visit MidAmericaAgNetwork.com during this special report brought to you by PurpleWave.com Internet Auction Service, Price Brothers Equipment Company, and by BG Quality Petroleum Lubricants. MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
O'Malley's is the spot for good times.
Wow, that's a great bar.
It's finally Friday, so celebrate the start to your weekend with O'Malley's Happy Hour tonight from 5 until 7.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Enjoy their great drink specials and snack on nachos and wings.
Wow, that's a great bar.
Come hang out with the gang at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and find out why everyone that goes to O'Malley says,
wow, that's a great bar.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as many Nebraska fans are tuning in across the state of Nebraska and beyond. We're glad you're along with us here, even if you're on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's awesome. We're still waiting for the Board of Regents to convene. They were opened up their second half of the meeting today at about 1 o'clock. They talked for about 5 minutes, went into executive session, closed session to talk conference realignment. They've been in there 40 minutes, and we are expecting them to come out at any time. If it's all done, what are they doing?
Unless there's so many forms and papers and technicalities to go through, that and they've got to explain them all. I don't know what would take so long.
We're in the hurry up and wait mode. I'm guessing there's probably a region in there that wants to know more than they need to know. We've seen just a couple of comments from regents over the last 48 hours about, I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know where the money's going to go. I want to know this. Well, so hopefully, maybe somebody's grandstanding in there. Who knows? Maybe somebody's vehemently opposed to this. But again, the Board of Regents, hoping for their approval before the president signs off on it. But Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald just minutes ago reported on Omaha.com that it is official that Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, phoned Dan Beebe, the commissioner of the Big 12, and told him Nebraska is now a member of their conference, or will be a member of their conference when all the papers are signed.
Folks, and we want to remind you also, Monday's show, once the dust is settled from today, no matter how long this takes, Monday's show will be from 11 to 1. We will be live at Builder's Warehouse all weekend long. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know, shoot us your email. Shoot us your thoughts. We are going to get a Texas Tech perspective of what happened from Chris Level from RedRaiderSports.com. I'm going to effort up a Penn State opinion as well, because they were the last ones that made it into the conference. What were the obstacles they had to overcome? I want to know that perspective of how difficult it is. Remember, well, Nebraska didn't translate into the Big 12. I mean, yeah, we did, but we didn't. The Southwest Conference joined the Big 8. We were firmly entrenched with those eight schools that have been there forever. Those other four Texas schools came with.
Well, we're about ready to send it back to Lincoln here, Daddy, as the Board of Regents is re-entering the room. Tom Osborne, Harvey Perlman, they are all taking their seats. And as soon as get things going, we'll send it back to Lincoln here, where the Nebraska Board of Regents will let us know what happened in that closed session and what's next for the University of Nebraska.
Nebraska. Regents are taking their seats. And Bob Ferry is the chairman of the Nebraska Board of Regents, will be the next voice you hear.
Okay, I think we've all returned, so I would declare that we have now reconvened, and I would like to invite Chancellor Perlman and Athletic Director Osborne to address the board on the subject of athletic conference alignment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I direct my comments at conference alignment, I do want to thank publicly the members of the board who have been supportive, patient during this process. This is an event that occurred over a very short period of time, and I know both Tom and I appreciate the expressions of support that we've received from you. I will today ask you to authorize the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to apply for membership in the Big Ten Conference. I'm optimistic that the Big Ten will take our application under due consideration and will be receptive to it. We would seek full academic and athletic integration with the current membership of the Big Ten. Let me give you some context and history that brought us to this point. There has been much public discussion and posturing this week to make Nebraska responsible for the changes that have been made and are forecast, or the possible breakup of the Big 12 should it occur. I do not believe that we bear that responsibility. One school leaving a conference does not destroy a conference. Every school in the conference, every school, every president of any university has a fiduciary obligation to defend and preserve the interest of their institution. Nebraska did not start this discussion. Early on, after the Big Ten announced that it intended to consider expansion, we saw reports of officials at Missouri who had made clear that they would want to go to the Big Ten, including statements by their governor, I believe by members of their board of curators, by their chancellor, at least comments that were not clearly supportive of the Big 12. Colorado has always been mentioned as poised between the Pac-10 and the Big 12. They had made some comments, and you can see by recent events that that was a risk to the Big 12 as it turned out to materialize. As Tom Osborne and I looked at that, we thought Nebraska was in a very vulnerable position. By geography, we sit here with not a lot of options, nor a lot of schools that could be added to a conference to bring it back to 12 that are consistent with our competitive position. So we were facing two possible departures from the Big 12 North. At that point, we reached out to our friends in the Big Ten in order to see what options we had. We held informal discussions with representatives of the Big Ten in which they described what they were looking for in new members, what culture, what competitive standing, what academic credentials, what they were thinking. And Tom and I presented the picture for Nebraska, what our athletic program looked like, what our history is, what our values, what our tradition, what our academic side of the university looked like. I think both he and I walked away from that meeting thinking that those things aligned pretty closely with what the Big Ten was looking for. But that's all we walked away with. At that point in time, we came to the Big 12 meetings about a week and a half ago in Kansas City. Shortly prior to that meeting, there were rumors in the press that the Pac-10 had made an offer to six schools in the Big 12 conference. In the meetings of presidents of the Big 12, it was confirmed that discussions had been undertaken between Pac-10 and representatives of many of the schools in the Southern Division of the Big 12. It was also suggested to me that they had to decide quickly whether to consider that option or not, but that if Nebraska stayed in the Big 12, they would stay in the Big 12. The result of that was they gave all members of the Big 12 an ultimatum: affirm your commitment to the Big 12, or they would consider that option. I indicated they actually wanted a commitment while we were there. I indicated that I could make no such commitment without consultation with the Board of Regents and the President. I asked then several questions, because they continued to say if Nebraska stayed, the six would stay. I said, what if Nebraska stayed and Missouri left? And the response was that they would stay. I said, what happens if Nebraska stays and Colorado leaves? And the response was they would stay. I said, what happens if both Missouri and Colorado leave and Nebraska stays? And they could make no commitment that they would then stay in the Big 12. I then asked what was the nature of the commitment that they would expect from an institution in order to stay in the Big 12. And what they talked about was a public statement, unequivocal commitment to the Big 12 by the president or chancellor of the university. Now, first of all, presidents and chancellors change. So I'm not sure what me standing up and saying anything would mean, and I indicated that. I said there's only one way that you can fully commit long-term to a conference, and that is that you assign the media rights to your athletic contests to the conference for the long-term. And I asked, were the members willing to do that? The University of Texas made it clear they were not willing to do that. I do not know whether other institutions around the room were or not. This was confirmed to me by a phone message I received 2 days ago from Commissioner Beebe, in which he articulated what commitment I would have to make to be a part of the Big 12. And it was an unequivocal public commitment that I would stay in the Big 12, the University of Nebraska would stay in the Big 12, for the, quote, foreseeable future through at least 2016. I think neither Tom nor I thought that was a very long-term commitment to the Big 12. And we thought that our obligation to the University of Nebraska was to protect it from the vulnerability of being without a conference altogether. At that point, we reengaged the leadership of the Big Ten. I talked to the commissioner. I talked to their presidential leadership. Subsequently, I was informed that they would, in fact, give careful consideration to an application, and they were of the belief that we shared the same values and culture, both athletically and academically. We will seek full financial, competitive, and academic integration with the Big Ten if you approve a resolution to that effect. We would come in under their principles on the financial side, which are that their current membership should not take any less than they currently do in order to add a new member, that the new member should get no less than what they're getting now in their current arrangement, and that after a transition period at some point in time, the new member would be an equal financial partner with all existing members. I am comfortable that that relationship and that arrangement both reflects the value that Nebraska brings to the Big Ten and the value that the Big Ten brings to Nebraska. If you adopt this resolution and if the Big Ten accepts, it would be our hope to begin competitive integration in 2011 and play one more season in the Big 12. On the academic side, it would be our hope that we would be integrated immediately. The Big Ten has a committee on institutional cooperation in which they engage the academic enterprise, and we are hopeful that that integration would come soon. Effective 2011, when we began the competitive season, Nebraska would have full governance power within the Big Ten. I would have a vote on the board of directors, and that we would assign the media rights to our athletic programs, to the television rights, to all of the live events in our athletic programs to the Big Ten Conference. Let me briefly tell you how I analyze the situation then, and then I would like Tom to come and talk to you mostly about the athletic side, but let me do some of the other things first. I think we are, as an institution, more closely aligned in culture, competitive conditions, athletic budgets, academic aspirations with the institutions of the Big Ten. I think on the academic side, particularly, the Big Ten is all a member of the AAU, which is a considerable importance when you try and recruit faculty, when you seek research grants, when you do other things in the academic environment. We have, over the last 3 years or 4 years, built some significant student recruiting operations in Chicago, Minneapolis, cities in the Big Ten, and our admissions folks believe that this will significantly increase our enrollment from those places. The Big Ten operates the Big Ten Network, As Tom will indicate, it will allow all Nebraskans to see almost all of Nebraska's competitive games. Not just football, not just men's basketball, but women's basketball, volleyball, baseball, gymnastics, whatever. More importantly, the university gets a significant amount of programming on that network to reflect the academic side of the institution. So we would be in a position to display across the Big Ten network and across the country the values and the quality of the faculty that we have at this university. With respect to the Committee on Institutional Cooperation, it is the Big Ten with the University of Chicago. They are very active in terms of forming research collaborations that would advance the research agenda of the university. There are specialized courses that are shared among the members of the Big Ten and the University of Chicago, which we would participate in. They have a variety of academic meetings. They have a purchasing collaboration, which they say on their website saves institutions considerable amount of money in terms of purchasing research, laboratory supplies, computer equipment, fiber optics, and the rest. The most important reason from our standpoint is that this will bring Nebraska the stability that the Big 12 cannot offer. Even if we stayed in the Big 12, and even if it held together with now 11 members, I could not stand here and give this board assurance that that would remain the same for 3 years or 5 years or 8 years. We would most likely not have another option at that point in time. I know there's some concern because the emails I've gotten that fans may have to travel further, but again, I remind you that the Big Ten Network will be carrying our games across the landscape of Nebraska. I think there are some downsides, of course. We have longstanding traditions and institutional relationships with universities of the Big 12. I want to emphasize that I have enormous respect for the University of Texas. The president of the University of Texas is a longtime professional colleague of mine and a close personal friend. I think our institutions have a great respect for each other. But as he would act in his institution's best interest, I think I have to act in mine. There is, as has been widely reported, a bylaw in the Big 12 that purports to impose a penalty upon schools that withdraw. I believe in the current circumstance that any penalty imposed on the University of Nebraska would be inappropriate. With that, I would like to have Tom address you with respect to the athletic part of this transaction.
This is KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. You're listening to Tom Osborne and Harvey Perlman at the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting,
Harvey,
where it has been announced that Nebraska is joining the Big Ten.
All the press in the room reminds me of when I was coaching and we just lost a bowl game. So I recognize a lot of you. I'm going to repeat a little bit of what Harvey just mentioned, because we do see this in the same way. And I would mention that I know Harvey took a little bit of a beating at the Big 12 meetings. Sometimes I did. And I appreciate the fact that he has certainly stood very strong in representing Nebraska's interests. And I don't think that can be understated. I would echo his comments regarding the importance of culture, fit, philosophy, compatibility. And if I had to list one reason why those of us in the athletic department would feel this would be a resolution that should pass, is primarily because of that one issue. part of culture is academics. We take that very seriously. Every one of our 23 sports has passed the academic progress report, has met the standard. That's not true of many schools. Overall, our athletes have a 3.1 grade point average this past year. 94% of our athletes who have exhausted their eligibility graduated, and most people are familiar with the academic All-Americans and the top eight awards that we lead the country in. Another aspect that has to do with atmosphere, culture, it's not always so pleasant here, is the weather. And it sounds kind of odd to be talking about weather in this situation, but we're obviously not in the Sun Belt. And we find that some of our sports are at a disadvantage because of that, because most young people who are golfers or play tennis or play baseball or play softball, sometimes even soccer, would prefer to go someplace where they can practice outside year-round. This past baseball-softball season, the first time that our people were able to practice or get outside was their first game in a southern climate. So we would probably be having a comparison more of apples to apples in many of our sports. And it doesn't mean that we can't compete. You know, our track teams have done remarkably well. When you think about it, with that weather disadvantage, we've still done awfully well almost every year. And so we can compete, but it's just more difficult. The other thing that Harvey mentioned that I think, again, that has to do with culture is stability. And certainly in athletics, stability is something whenever you can see it, you want to grab onto it, because athletics tends to be a very unstable profession. And so we think that the stability of the Big Ten is something that we cannot ignore at this time. And I'd like to reiterate that as we read the tea leaves, as we listened to the conversation, as we realized that some of the schools that were urging us to stay had talked not just to one other conference, not just to two, but to three. And we're sometimes talking to those at the same time they were urging us to stay. So at that point, you begin to wonder, where are you going to get yourself if you make a commitment? Because to us, a commitment would be for the long haul, and it would be something that we would not change. And so we were unwilling to make a commitment at that time for this reason. Recruiting is certainly an issue. And sometimes you hear people say, well, this will really affect your Texas recruiting. And it might. We will continue to recruit Texas. We will continue to get some players out of Texas, maybe not as many. But we certainly will get more, probably, in the Midwest. And on the East Coast, we will continue to recruit California. We will continue to recruit the southeast part of the country, which is the most difficult recruiting anybody ever does, is trying to go down into that area. And we think we will still do well. We think that the Big Ten Network will help recruiting, because one thing parents always want to know is, will I be able to see my student-athlete participate? And in this case, they will be able to see almost every game that they play. Last thing I'll mention in terms of specific reasons that I would advance was that on two different occasions, I asked our coaches, and that included assistant coaches and our athletic administrators, what their preference would be. And I did not try to steer it or phrase it in such a way that would lead to a response to go to the Big Ten. Try to weigh pros and cons and just ask them the question. And on both occasions, the vote came out not 70%, not 80, not 90, but 100%, that they were in favor of making this move. Now, the reason that's important is that these are the people that are going to have to make it work. And if I were to go against what they feel is in our best interest, I certainly would not be doing the job that I'm supposed to be doing. So we feel that's important. We do feel that going to the Big Ten will enhance many of our sports. I mentioned the outdoor sports like golf and tennis, but also will certainly enhance swimming. We only have, I believe, four, maybe six teams in swimming. They will have much more than that. Gymnastics, there's only two men's gymnastics programs in the Big 12. I think the Big 10 has seven. Wrestling, of course, has almost every school in the Big 10. Let me just address three or four concerns that people have had as I've received emails in the last few days. It's kind of funny because early on, everybody wanted to go to the Big 10. And now everybody is starting to really think this thing through. And so the distance factor comes up, and Harvey addressed it. And most of them are football fans that have written. And if you think about it, you can go to KU or K-State, one of those two schools, every year. Now, that short drive of either 2.5 to 2 hours will be eliminated. There's no question. That will certainly disadvantage our fans to some degree. But beyond that, I feel that the footprint of the Big Ten and the footprint of the Big 12 is about the same in terms of travel. And probably the Big Ten will be a little bit more accessible if you think about traveling by air, particularly to Minneapolis or to Chicago, which is in the vicinity of four or five Big Ten schools, or to Madison, Wisconsin, or to Columbus, Ohio. It's much easier to get there than to Lubbock, Texas, or to Stillwater, Oklahoma, places like that. So we think that that will not be as big an issue. And, of course, I mentioned the Big Ten Network, and Harvey mentioned it too. We've got some people who are saying, well, you're disloyal. This is not a loyal thing to do. And the question is, if you're the athletic director, if you're the chancellor, who are you supposed to be loyal to? Our primary loyalty has to be to in athletics, student athletes, coaches, fans, and the people of Nebraska. And so that's what we have tried to do, is demonstrate that type of loyalty. We think that the academic component, the research dollars, the IT support, all of the things that Harvey mentioned, and their addition and their ability to enhance Innovation Campus will make the lives of our students better. It will certainly enhance the job production, the innovation, the creativity, the entrepreneurial activity of the state, which our state badly needs, and that will in turn redound to the favor of the taxpayers. So we think that this will be important. Some have asked about student athletes, that this is all about administrators and people like that. But I will assure you that our student athletes' travel time will be no more and probably less. We may have to fly a little bit more. The connections will be a little bit better. And so we will not spend any more time on the road than we would in the Big 12. And we think it also enhances their academic opportunities. People bring up the issue of greed, that this is all about money. And I'm not at liberty to disclose much more than to say that this will not be a windfall. We hope to be made relatively whole, but there will be no automatic windfall for athletics. That is not in the books. And then lastly, I'll mention the concern, which Harvey addressed, I thought, very well, the issue of breaking up the conference. And I'd like to reiterate again that one school leaving a conference does not break up a conference. Two schools leaving a conference does not break up a conference. Six schools leaving a conference breaks up a conference. We have acted independently. We have been transparent. We've let the people in the Big 12 conference know what we were thinking. We have not hidden any agenda. We have dealt with only one conference, and we've been straight up with them. So we've not tried to influence or coerce other schools to go with us or to do anything else. So we feel this is a decision that has been arrived at independently, and it's in the best interest of the state. So that's enough from me, and thank you for your attention.
Tom, thank you. I've been notified by Regent Hawks that he would like to introduce a resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move the following resolution. Whereas the Chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, UNL, recommends that UNL submit an application for membership to the Big Ten Conference, and if approved, for association with its academic counterpart, the Committee on Institutional Cooperation, Parents CIC Parents, a consortium of the Big Ten universities, and the University of Chicago. This recommendation is forwarded to the Board of Regents with the endorsement and support of the President of the University of Nebraska. Whereas having considered the best interests of the university, and particularly programs in UNL athletics and advantages to the academic programs and research, the Board of Regents has determined that the tangible and intangible benefits of UNL's membership with the Big Ten Conference and association with the CIC are very favorable and compelling. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Regents of the University of Nebraska endorses, authorizes, and supports UNL's application for membership in the Big Ten Conference, and if successful, association with its academic counterpart, the Committee on Institutional Cooperation, and subject to the Big Ten Conference's acceptance and approval of UNL's membership application, the Board of Regents hereby fully authorizes the integration and membership of UNL into the Big Ten Conference, effective and upon such terms and conditions as may be negotiated and approved by the UNL Chancellor. Be it further resolved that the UNL Chancellor is hereby authorized to convey to the Big Ten Conference telecast and other related rights of UNL consistent with the requirements of membership in the Big Ten Conference.
Second. There's a second. Let me say that from my perspective at least, I think the Chancellor and the Athletic Director have been observing the Big 12 Conference dynamics from the inside for a long time. That's a perspective that few of us have. And based on that and their concerns about the long-term stability of the conference, they became proactive in exploring these options. Actions taken by others prior to our meeting today, I think, validates their concerns. You can either choose to sit by, wait and watch what happens, and then answer the people who will say, well, when you saw this coming, why didn't you do something? Or you can be proactive to protect the best interests of the university and the state of Nebraska. It's my feeling that this resolution is based on what we believe will be best for us at this university in athletics, academics, research potential, and long-term stability. So I certainly support the resolution. Are there other comments from my colleagues? Yes.
I would just like to thank the Chancellor and Dr. Osborne for their leadership in preserving and thinking of the student-athletes when coming to this. As a UNL student, I think the long-term viability of our athletic programs and our academic base is very important. I think the foresight pending this application is incredible from our administration. I can't speak, you know, people say, and people brought up to me, you know, we're losing tradition, and I think we have the opportunity here to build a lot of tradition in the Big Ten, and tradition that ranges outside of, you know, athletics and into academics and academia, and to strengthen our academic programs. And I echo Regent Ferris's sentiments in support of this resolution.
Thank you. Regent Clare?
Thank you, Regent Ferris. This is certainly an exciting time for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and it reminds me of the saying at Memorial Stadium, in the deed the glory. I believe the leadership that we have at the athletic department and in the classroom has put us in this position, and it's a position that all Nebraskans should be very, very proud of. Academically, UNL has seen an enormous improvement to its academic quality and reputation over the past 20 years. Student quality and geographic diversity are at an all-time high. Geographic diversity is largely a function of academic reputation because students from Chicago, for example, would not come to UNL without the improvements to UNL's academic reputation. In addition, 3 years ago, UNL had matriculated more National Merit Scholars than either Cal Berkeley or Michigan, for that matter. despite the fact that these two schools are larger and are considered to be have a better academic reputation than the University of Nebraska.
You are listening to the University of Nebraska Board of Regents meeting on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. The board is approving or giving their approval to Nebraska requests from Harvey Perlman and Tom Osborne to seek membership into the Big Ten Conference. We rejoin the Board of Regents meeting.
National and international recognition of our excellence in research and innovation campus are all things of academic leadership that UNL has engaged in. These are but a few of the examples that academic leadership at UNL has accomplished. Not to one day be a potential candidate and join another conference, but rather to provide our students with the best education and be an international leader in the classroom. Our athletic department has been equally remarkable in its leadership from Coach Osborne, both from a competitive standpoint on the playing field, but also from an integrity and character standpoint. He has placed great coaches in places and afforded them an opportunity to succeed. In addition to several sports having national prominence and a great alumni following, consider the life skills program for his players. Consider the fact that life lessons and stress management coaches for coaches, programs that help advance not the winning, but rather the person. 23 sports in academic compliance. Academic All-Americans, where we lead the country. Top 8 award winners. Graduation rates. Our student athletes do graduate from college and are truly prepared for life after sports. Again, Coach Osborne's leadership in being insistent on coaches that our student athletes graduate and are prepared for life after sports. Support for our coaches and staff was not done because of a desire to join another conference, but rather it was done because it was the right thing to do. Not only for our coaches, but for our student athletes. This leadership, again, has created options for us and has put us where we are today. We kept our eye on the prize, and in other words, we kept focusing on doing what is right and what is best for the students. We did not seek membership in a different conference for athletic reasons. Instead, our leadership kept looking to do what was best for our students and for our state from an academic standpoint and from an athletic standpoint. Your leadership, Coach Osborne and Chancellor Perlman, has put us in an enviable position. And again, it's a position that all Nebraskans should be very, very proud of. I personally thank you for your leadership. And Regent Ferris, I wholeheartedly support the motion.
Thank you. Are we ready to vote on the motion? Bob, you willing
to vote or to comment?
We're ready to vote unless there's another comment.
I'll just make one quick comment to follow up without being redundant and just say that I think that the university has worked long and hard to position themselves for this opportunity, both academically and athletically. Therefore, I will support this resolution wholeheartedly.
Thank you. All right. I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Regent Summerfield?
Yes.
Regent Crabb?
Yes.
Regent Klootman?
Yes.
Regent Solomon?
Yes.
Regent Hawks?
Yes.
Regent McClurg?
Yes.
Regent Ferris?
Yes.
Regent Schroeder?
Yes.
Regent Whitehouse?
Yes.
Regent Clare?
Yes.
Regent Furlick?
Yes.
Regent Hazebrook?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, and I would be totally surprised if our president didn't have something to say at this particular stage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unlike Regent Whitehouse, I'm not going to worry about being redundant. The Big Ten Conference, the premier athletic and academic conference in the country, is a great fit for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and today's decision by the Board of Regents is an exciting development for the university, for the Big Ten, and for college athletics. There's obviously been a great deal of work to get to this point, and I want to express my appreciation for the leadership of UNL Chancellor Harvey Perlman and Athletic Director Tom Osborne. They have represented the university very well and have, after much consideration, recommended a path that I am confident best serves the University of Nebraska and the state. I commend the Board of Regents for its thoughtful approach to this opportunity and for approaching this issue as it does all issues. What is in the best interest of this university and our state? Like Chancellor Perlman, I think very highly of the institutions in the Big 12 Conference, and UNL has enjoyed great success and had strong relationships in the conference. However, change is inevitable in college athletics, and this is not the first time that we have made changes in our conference affiliation, and each of these affiliations is part of a rich athletic tradition at the University of Nebraska. We look forward to joining an extraordinary group of institutions that have demonstrated strength in athletics, a loyal and dedicated fan base, and an exceptional level of academic achievement. The University of Nebraska would have new opportunities, as has been mentioned, with membership in the Big Ten, and I believe the Big Ten would be a stronger conference because of Nebraska. I want to thank again Harvey and Tom for their hard work, the board for its thoughtful deliberation, and particularly Nebraska fans everywhere for their support and their dedication to this institution. Now I think, Mr. Chairman, if you want to exercise your prerogative and break for a couple minutes.
We have lots of media here who I'm sure would like to be here for the budget and the tuition discussion and those other things that we're going to be doing this afternoon, but we do have a rather significant and full agenda, but we do need some time in order to move that back and forth. Harvey, do you and Tom want to take questions for just a few minutes? I would allow just a few minutes to do that, or do you want to determine that you do that at some other time and place?
We might take a few questions now, Mr. Chairman, but okay. I know there may be a lot of questions, and I don't want to disrupt this board meeting longer than possible. So Tom and I have agreed to be at the Visitor Center on the downtown campus at 5 o'clock to respond to any additional questions that the press might have.
Well, I would invite the two of you maybe to come to the podium, and we'll give about the next 10 minutes if there is someone that wishes to toss out a question, and then we really do need to move to the remaining agenda. We'll take a brief recess then to allow people time to clear the room, and then we'll move along from there. So, Chancellor, and there are members of the press that want to pop a question. Why, now's your opportunity.
Hey, what could the penalty be for breaking, for leaving the Big 12,
Well, I've read about 5 different versions of it, so, and all by lawyers, so it's a little ambiguous. It appears to be some percentage of 2 years of distribution from that we would get from the conference. But as I indicated in my remarks, I don't think imposing that penalty on us in this context is appropriate.
Coach, you said that it wouldn't be a financial windfall. Does that mean that Nebraska needs to slowly pay some in to help finance the network, or how does that work?
Well, there are some things that we're not allowed to disclose at this point, and so I hate to not answer your question directly. All I can say is just repeat again that this doesn't represent an immediate financial windfall to the athletic department. Certainly many of the things we've talked about, the academic benefits, I would assume within a year or so it began to kick in. So that's all I can tell you right now.
But no question that disbursement is, the disparity is quite a bit of difference in terms of the revenues from the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Well, I mean, what I can say, I said before, was that the principles which we're going under is that we would not detract from the distributions of the existing members of the Big 12, and they would not expect us to receive less, Big 10, and they would not expect us to receive less than we would have gotten from the Big 12.
Chancellor, with these added funds, could you see a reverse in tuition hikes possibly?
No, because our athletic program is entirely self-supporting. It gets no tuition. It gets no tax dollars. It, in fact, contributes to the academic side of the institution.
What assurances do you have that we would be accepted in the
future? None, other than dealing with institutions that have the same culture as we do and being told that they would take it under careful consideration and would be receptive to a request from us to be invited for to an application for membership.
Is there a time frame when you're expecting to hear about your application?
I would expect to hear as soon as they are able to get their board of directors together to vote on our application. I would assume that would be relatively quickly.
Would you describe this as a transformational change for the University of Nebraska?
Well, yeah, I'm willing to go that far. Well, if they accept our invitation and we wake up the next morning, the University of Nebraska is going to be the same. I think it reflects, however, as others have said, the quality of the academic side of this institution, the quality of the athletic side of the institution, and the upside potential for collaborating with great institutions is certainly potentially transforming.
How much of it was the 11-1 vote that Nebraska was always up against in the Big 12? How much was it jealousy? How much was it any type of personality type issues?
Well, Tom's addressed that several times, and you guys, it's a better story if it's all bitterness and stuff. I mean, it isn't. Most of the presidents of the Big 12 are good friends of mine. We've had very hard conversations done in an extraordinarily professional and civil way over the course of the last week or two. I have great respect for each one of them. I hope they still have respect for me. To manage our fiduciary obligation to our institution. And I think they understand that as I've understood their positions. Tom got outvoted 11-1. I've been outvoted that way too, but I've also won 11-1 votes in the conference. So, there isn't that.
So it's just good fodder for the media and good fodder for the fans.
Just a second.
Well, let me just say a word here too. I called Bill Snyder this week, and matter of fact, we've had a couple conversations. He's a football coach at K-State. I talked to Turner Gill. Yesterday, Joe Castiglione and I at Oklahoma talked. I have a lot of respect for Mack Brown, as I've said, at Texas, DeLoss Dodds. This is not about any type of vindictiveness or animosity. You don't make a decision of this size based on where you're going to play the Big 12 championship game. I mean, yeah, we'd probably prefer to alternate it, but it's no big deal. We're going to go down and play hard wherever we play it. So that's not even an issue.
You know, I think maybe in light of the board's agenda, that if you would be willing, again, Tom and I will be at the visitor center at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We'll stay as long as we can. I would urge you all to come down there, and we could allow this process something important, things like budget and tuition and other things for the management of the university to proceed. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. Let me just declare that we'll take a 10 to 15 minute recess, and then we will reconvene for our.
And that's going to conclude our.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All of those comments taken a little less than an hour, about 45 minutes, where we heard from Harvey Pertleman, Chancellor, Athletic Director Tom Osborne. The resolution read and approved by the Nebraska Board of Regents. A few questions taken, none really having to do with sports, more of them to do with the academic and the penalties and things like that. And again, I guess you have to say that it's not official, which is not what people want to hear, because the Big Ten now has to approve it. I think a lot of folks thought that all Nebraska was doing was accepting. They're not accepting. They are applying at this time. But again, we all know that they wouldn't be applying if they knew they were not going to get accepted. So it's going to happen, and it's going to be done very quickly when they have their vote in the Big Ten Conference.
Doug, I just happened to look up. I just picked a weekend in September, 3 months away, for a plane ticket. What would cost you to go from Chicago to Detroit to Minneapolis to Chicago? All of them between $150 and $250 for a round trip ticket
out of Omaha.
So it's not like I think you're breaking the bank. And like I think you can probably still go to some away games if that's your intention. By the way, most of the people I know that drive to Kansas State and Kansas probably shouldn't be driving anyway. halfway down there yelling boomer.
A couple of the things that were very interesting. We'll touch on that, and we'll wrap up the thoughts and get you back to a regularly scheduled program here on ESPN Radio. But we need to hear from some of our fine sponsors. Daddy and I will be back right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
It's Nebraska's finest festival. Music, children's activities, fine arts and crafts. The Cottonwood Festival returns to Hastings June 18th and 19th. Start Friday with the Dolly Quartet with Orlando Cotto. Then the classic rock sounds of Beattie and the Boys, entertaining crowds and playing favorites from the 60s and 70s. Saturday night singer and entertainer Bobby Valley takes the stage and pays tribute to his brother, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valley of the Four Seasons. Cottonwood-festival.org.
While most people were going about their ho-hum everyday routine, Mountain Dew fans were busy working together, carefully plotting the future of Dew. In the palms of their Dew-holding hands were the plans for the next great Mountain Dew flavors. It's called Dewmocracy, and the results have been, well, awesome.
I love Mountain Dew. I'm a Mountain Dew fan, freak, fanatic, whatever you want to call it.
I'm a Dew fan, and I help create the next flavor of Dew.
People like me and people just like you have been hard at work to create three new flavors of Mountain Dew.
We chose the flavors.
We chose the name.
We helped design the graphics.
Listen up, people, because now it's your turn to join the Dew movement. Your part is simple. Taste all three. Mountain Dew Whiteout, a smooth citrus Dew. Mountain Dew Typhoon, a tropical punch Dew. Mountain Dew Distortion, a lime-blasted Dew. Then, vote for your favorite at Dewmocracy.com. The flavor that gets the most votes will become the next full-time Dew flavor. Hurry, these flavors will not last long. Make your Dew voice heard. Vote now at Dewmocracy.com. Voting ends June 14th, 2010.
Enjoy the hometown hospitality at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse.
Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island is the home of the perfect chicken fried steak. Thick, plump, handmade chicken fried steaks that are lightly breaded, pan-fried golden brown, tender and totally delicious. Enjoy our 5th-year anniversary special of our medium 10-ounce beef chicken fried steak. Uncle Ed's Steakhouse, South Locust, Grand Island.
The restaurant of distinction, Uncle Ed's Steakhouse.
It is said that friendships are forged when people hold in common what is truly important to them. Meet your friends, the Pawnee, and their guests, the Arikara, at the Archway's 2010 Powwow Get Acquainted Kickoff Breakfast on June 18th at the Vieira Event Center. Tickets are $27 for this Earth Lodge fundraising breakfast starting at 7:30 a.m. You can get them at the Vieira Event Center or by calling 308-338-8011. That's 338-8011. Or go to carneyevents.com or thearchway.org. To learn more.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. If you have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons. We have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charterwest National Bank.
Well, Daddy, obviously Nebraska's departure to the Big Ten Conference already affecting the University of Texas because the
Total disarray.
Yeah, and Texas is falling apart. They already trailed TCU in their Super Regional Game 1.
1-0. 1-0. TCU leads Texas in the third inning.
Again, Jim Rome coming up at the top of the hour. Tonight, we got all kinds of sports going on over the weekend, and they'll keep you up to date on that. But we are with you today as the Board of Regents at the University of Nebraska giving their approval to Harvey Perlman, J.B. Milliken, Tom Osborne to go ahead and apply for membership into the Big Ten Conference. And it must have been interesting to be in those meetings last week at the Big 12 Conference where people were not looking at each other with the greatest confidence. And I thought Harvey Perlman really kind of spelled it out. He goes, no one would give us the commitment in the South. They said they wanted to give us a commitment. They said they would stay if Nebraska stayed, but...
I said, what if Nebraska stayed and Missouri left? And the response was that they would stay. I said, what happens if Nebraska stays and Colorado leaves? And the response was they would stay. I said, what happens if both Missouri and Colorado leave and Nebraska stays? And they could make no commitment that they would then stay in the Big 12.
Well, then what do you do? So Nebraska, Texas says they were trying to fix the Big 12. Nebraska could not get an assurance. Well, I mean, come on, Texas. And I don't want to get into a war between Nebraska and Texas because it's not worth it. Who's to blame for the demise of the Big 12?
No, Doug, but
the Big 10 is to blame for the demise of the Big 12, and that is the bottom line. Had the Big 10 not had enough things to offer in their expansion talks, then they wouldn't have had to worry about any defections. You wouldn't have been seeing teams going to the Pac-10 like Colorado. Still my belief, a full belief, that the Big 12 would have been intact for quite some time, and they would have worked to resolve some of their problems. But when something starts, when the ball gets rolling, you're either going to get run over or you're going to jump on board, and Nebraska has decided they're going to jump on board.
Tell you, it goes back to that. What does Missouri offer you? The Big 12 thought, nothing. What does Colorado offer you? Very little, if nothing. What does Nebraska offer you? Well, apparently a whole hell of a lot, if they were going to stick around.
Again, you cannot underestimate the Nebraska academics in this entire move. Because whatever you think of the athletic department of Nebraska or any other university that is being courted by the numerous conferences across the country, no one, zero, not even a debate, that Nebraska's academic program, especially athletic and academics, their student athletes, you don't have more academic All-Americans and you don't have more top eight award winners, which is the highest award you can get for a student athlete, than any other university in the country in Division I. There's no argument. And Big Ten always looked at as, along with a lot of the schools in the Pac-10, when you're talking Stanford and Cal and the schools like that, looked at as very intellectual institutions.
You know, fair enough. I think, you know, people tend to forget that academics, how big of a part this is. You're exactly right on that. Everybody's looking at the financial aspect of the deal by millions of dollars, what the TV revenue is going to generate through athletics. They're not looking at that side of it.
You've been listening to Doug and Daddy coming with you on ESPN Radio with the Nebraska Board of Regents meeting, and Harvey Perlin, Tom Osborne recommending to the Board of Regents that they look to extend an application to the Big Ten for approval to join that conference, which should happen. Harvey Perlman says it's whenever they get together next, and that should the Big Ten presidents, and when they get together next, and that should be somewhat quickly. Also, Tom Osborne saying when he talked to the coaches, they were all in favor of the move. I think they're always going to say that. I don't think anybody's going to pull Tom Osborne's side and say, hey, you know, I know I'm the tennis coach here, but, you know, I don't think this is a good thing.
Yeah, Tom Osborne's not going to get up to say, everybody was on board except for the Mangler Manning. He was a little disappointed because the wrestling was, I mean, he's not going to pick out the rifle coach upset. And, well, Mike Anderson did a back handspring and a cartwheel when he heard this.
Let me get your, we've talked about this so much on the Doug and Daddy show, but one more time, let me get your thoughts. The sport that it helps the most. Nebraska going to the Big Ten, sport that it helps the most, or the sport that it hurts the most? Is that easier for you?
Well, you got to think that as good as wrestling is in that Big Ten, well, unless you step up the challenge and Nebraska's fit right in that mess the last few years.
I think Nebraska can be competitive in wrestling. I don't think they're going to win any conference titles.
There you go.
Soon. I think they can be competitive. If you are a top 20 program, one thing about wrestling, it when you go to the national meet and you're in the top 20, that pretty much defines it. You're a top 20 program. They don't just give points away. You have to earn them. I really think it's going to hurt the men's basketball program. And that's hard to believe because where they're at right now, I think Doc Sadler has to be going, oh, my goodness. It just got a lot tougher.
And
I know that Texas and Kansas are in there from the Big 12 and Kansas State. But I think it's going to be as tough, if not tougher.
Yeah, perennially, Doug, you look at the basketball conferences, and you know Illinois has been at the top, Iowa's been at the top. I have been in the past. I'm not saying winning national titles.
Minnesota, Indiana, Wisconsin, obviously not at the moment. Again, it depends. Michigan State, and maybe Tom Izzo won't be there anymore. But you're looking at the top.
Ohio State.
You're
Evan
looking
Turner.
At 5 years, or you're looking at 30 years. You can either the teams that aren't hot right now probably have the tradition, and the teams that really didn't have tradition are probably hot right now.
But then you look at the football side of things. The real question is, will we ever lose a game?
Well, not in the weak West. No.
No, I mean, I can see Nebraska going 98-1. Well, no, it'd be a tie.
There is
late field goal.
There is some thought that this could change in 2011, and had a comment. What do you think the Nebraska-Texas football ticket in Lincoln this October will be scalped for?
I wish I had a handful.
Anybody in a benefit, you're probably not going to get Texas-Nebraska tickets donated to you because they're going to be worth a whole lot. A whole lot. Daddy, before we wrap it up, anything more?
You know, this is what we expected today. It maybe took a little bit longer, a lot of verbiage there, a lot of lawyer speak in the meeting. Nonetheless, they've got it done. Press conference at 4:45 to 5 o'clock from the visitors or community center downtown campus. Hey, they'll answer more questions. It'll all be in the newspapers by morning. And now... How long until the other dominoes fall? It's got to be Monday or Tuesday, doesn't it, Doug, before Texas has their meetings? I believe they said they would reconvene Monday or Tuesday and have those meetings and move on somewhat with that. See where they're at. Like I said, Doug and Daddy show 2 full hours, 11 to 1 on Monday from Builder's Warehouse.
And we invite you to stop by and see us. That's the last thing, and then we'll get out of here with this. Here is what we know and is being reported as the latest for each school. Colorado is a member of the Pac-10. Nebraska will be a member of the Big Ten. Texas Regents will meet next week to decide whether the Longhorns remain in the Big 12 or switch to another conference. The Regents will hold a meeting by telephone Tuesday to discuss and have discussion and appropriate action regarding athletic conference membership. Okay, Texas and Texas A&M met earlier this week to discuss what they wanted to do. Texas reportedly could go either to the Pac-10, they're trying to get into the Big Ten. Right now, you'd have to lean at Pac-10. Texas A&M has almost, the Southeastern Conference would welcome them in if they want to do that, but they probably would have to split from Texas. That's where A&M is. Texas Tech is crossing their fingers that whatever Texas does, they can do the same thing.
They want the piggyback. They want to piggyback on.
Oklahoma State is considering a move to the Pac-10. TMZ Sports, which I give about zero credibility, is reporting that Oklahoma State is going to go to the Pac-10. Oklahoma could go to the SEC. The SEC would like to have Oklahoma if the Big 12 dissolves. Now, that leaves Missouri, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Baylor. They could be looking at the Big East. A report says that the Big East and Iowa State and those schools have at least talked. They've at least been in contact to see if there is a mutual interest. If that doesn't happen, many people believe it will be the Mountain West. Kansas and Kansas State all along during this process over the last 2 weeks says Texas holds the key. We will see what they do before falling apart. If they can convince them to stay together in a 10-team league, that is the Big 12, possible. Don't see it happen. That's got to be less than a 10% chance. And that would seem to cover every school that remains in the Big 12 conference, which now is a total of 10.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to Nebraska was proactive. And I think that's the main thing we've got to. Yeah, you can't second guess what would have happened in the future. Would the deal have stuck together this year? Yes. Would it have been together next year? Sure. In 4 or 5 years, would it have been together? Nebraska couldn't receive any assurances. They went proactive. They found their own path. They're in the Big Ten.
One other thing, because you're happy about going to the Big Ten and you love the Royals have confirmed that baseball commissioner Bud Selig will be in Kansas City next Wednesday for a major announcement. Everyone expects Kansas City to be awarded the 2012 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That just coming down as well. Not near as big as Nebraska going to the Big Ten, but I knew you'd want to know that before heading out for your weekend.
Awesome.
Catch appreciate some fish.
That. All right. Whack a ball around.
No, too busy. Good luck, Baz. I know you're taking the pictures right now. It's got to be a nice day out there.
Our buddy Chris Baznett from the Kearney World Hub.
Yep. It's all over for him.
Tying the knot.
Of course, it's all over for Megan, too. She's a marshal for about 2.5 more hours. And then it's all over.
Be strong, buddy. Be strong.
That's right. Have a good time. Be safe this weekend, everyone, if you're heading out to the All-Star Games. We're back Monday with a special two-hour show from 11 to 1. Many special guests. Builders Warehouse, stop by and see us. We'll have your emails. We had a ton of them this week. You can always send your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're home sometime over the weekend and you got a free minute and you've got a thought, go ahead and fire it off to us, and we'll get to it on Monday.
Hey, Baz, when those tears start to come, just look and pick something out, look at it, think Big Ten Conference, Big Ten Conference, Big Ten Conference.
Jim Rome's coming up in just a little bit. Back with more after this.